You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Just a minute! Don't hang up!
Hello.
AKFM Australia starts now.
You'll have to speak up. I'm wearing a towel.
So many years, all people are listening to music, and they like it, but only few of us know
that music is life.
G'day, I'm Erk, and welcome to yet another episode of Erk FM Australia. Erk FM Australia comes down the pipes and into your ears each and every Friday here on erkfmaustralia.com. I'm standing by to fly away in a couple of weeks. By the time you're listening to the episode for that particular week, I'll be on a jet plane. Yes, indeed, preparing to head off to overseas land in about a week and a half's time. It should be absolutely awesome. Even though I will be going away, the music will continue here each and every Friday on Erk FM Australia, as I bring you great independent and unsigned music from all around Australia. This episode is a companion podcast to Erk FM International, bringing you great independent and unsigned music from around the world outside Australia each and every Wednesday on Erk FM International. And if you like your music a little bit harder, hard rock, industrial, metal, and the like, occasionally a bit of grunge and occasionally a bit of punk as well, you can listen to Erk FM Metal Monday. On Monday, it's hosted by me and about metal. On this episode, our music comes to you courtesy of SGC Media. Some of the bands I have featured before, some are new, some are back with some new tracks, which is always awesome to see what bands have been up to. We're about to start with a band who have been here on Erk FM before. This is the Griswolds with their new single called Beware the Dog. You're listening to Erk on Erk FM.
Fuck! but now you're fucking crazy.
I'm not sure if I'm getting the woo at the end. Sort of reminds me how I went to an ice hockey game in Perth. And what is going on? A totally different song by a totally different artist. That's what's going on. I was at an ice hockey game in Perth and they were doing their chanting and everything. And at the end of the chant, they had a little bit of a woo, which really didn't fit the rest of the chant. And so, yeah, wasn't quite sure what the woo was there at the end, but that was the Griswolds. And they are awesome. Been on ERK FM many, many times before. Saw them at Big Sound last year, which was awesome. By the way, if you are thinking about going to Big Sound and you're an artist, you better get in very quickly. And if you are a lover of music and you want to go to Big Sound in Bris Vegas, where I was last year, apparently they got some early bird tickets. I don't think I'll be able to go this year, but yeah, it was great last year. If you're in and around Bris Vegas in September, Big Sound, a lot of people in Australia basically converge on Brisbane, and that's what happens. The Griswolds are from Sydney. They are indie, and that was their new song. That was their new song called Beware the Dog, which was rather, rather cool. Anywho, we are going to move on from the Griswolds and we are going to hear a new track from a band called Cooking on Three Burners. And the song you're about to hear is called Losing Streak. Okay.
I'm sweetin' in the deal. I got a feeling that you're ready to roll. But there ain't no way to tell. Hey, until you take a chance and come out and play now. Yeah, I got nothing left to prove. Are you picking up the clue? Yeah, I'm coming after you. Yeah, got nothing left to lose. Are you big enough to do? Yeah, I'm coming after you. Yeah. 'Cause you've been on the losing streak. You're about to take your chance with me. Baby, try your love for me. About time you stop that losing streak. We'll be right back.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Oh. That could kill a child. I've gotta get a different job. I really hate neighbors. I've gotta get a different job. I really hate my boss. From my corner there is no chance of any kind of office romance that's remotely interesting. And quit soon, fire me. People throw their weight around like wrappers of gum, they chew real loudly. Corridor karaoke is out to get me. I've gotta get a different job. I really hate my boss. Get a different job. I really hate my boss. I've gotta get a different job. I really hate my boss. I've gotta get a different. I really hate my. I set two alarms to get out of bed. Two alarms to get out of bed. Set two alarms to get out.
how close we've become, my brother and I. I pick the specks from his eyes, he picks the logs from mine. And we talk slowly, but always finish drinks fast. And people have questions to ask, we hide behind our mask. And trouble comes our way in the shape of a heart. So we take a boat to the island where all the wild things are. And we spend time in the water, 'cause it helps us think. We think of things we wanna forget, so the more we drink, my brother and I. Remembered what it was that we loved. We spent all that we had, and we lived the day till the sun had set away, as if it was our last. We spend time in the water, 'cause it helps us think. We think of things we wanna forget, so the more we drink, my brother and I. I've ever been with my brother by my side.
Meet me down by the jetty landing, where the pontoons pop and spring. See the mothers reading, standing as the manly ferry cuts his way to Circular Quay. Hear the captain blow his whistle, so long she's been away. Miss our early morning wrestle, not a very happy way to start the day. She don't like certain kind of a hater. She don't like certain kind of a hater. Oh boy, throw down your guns. Don't you be so reckless. Down you go. Feel like Scotty of Antarctic, base camp not too far away. Russian sub beneath the Arctic,
Look on bulls and camels, initials in them sacred trees. She don't like certain kind of a hater. She don't like certain kind of a hater. Oh boy, throw down your gun. The pond is spark and spring. See the mother's reading, standing as the manly fairy cuts his way to sickle.
Change your color. day was warm, but now the night is growing cold. Shapeshifter, come to me. You're camouflaged and I can't see. Shapeshifter, come to me and show me what you mean.
Tommy died in dead from a week. He was buried by a tree. Near the track of the aura, in a grave that can't be seen. Yeah, there's paupers in a graveyard on the city surround. You know, poverty is spreading. There's an epidemic in Newtown. Chop a load of baker's wood with a felling axe. Loaded on a donkey tray with a pile of knickknacks. Make a pound note bet at a dish licking meat. Watch the coat tugger lose if it's a dead heat.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
You are indeed listening to IRC on IRC FM, Australia, IRC FM, Australia.com. Lots of great music so far on this episode. A couple of bands to see us out for this episode as I prepare to head on a jet plane. If you would like to keep in contact with me while I'm overseas, the episodes of IRC FM, Australia, IRC FM International, and IRC FM Metal Monday, they be keeping on going as I'm overseas. So if you want to find out what I'm actually doing over there when I'm doing it, check me out on the social networks, on Facebook and on Twitter. There's links on the show notes at IRCFMAustralia.com as per usual. So let's go through and tell you who we've heard so far. We heard a couple of tracks from an artist called Broadwing. We heard The Virus In and Andodyne pretty early in the show. Broadwing is also Ben Allen from the Northern Territory town of Alice Springs. I've actually been to Alice Springs. It's been about probably 15 years since I've been there, but I have been to Alice Springs. Alice Springs, for those of you outside Australia, is right in the middle of Australia. It's about 8 hours drive, I guess, from what some people know as Ayers Rock and other people know as Uluru, the big red rock in the centre of Australia. So it's pretty remote in Alice Springs. Ben Allen has been making his waves quietly over the last 3 years as he prepared his debut EP, producing his own music, videos and visual arts from his back room at home. He has taken tentative steps to reveal his material to the world, but he's finally making his first full artistic statement with Pinhole Camera. Broadwing was first brought to light with attention from Triple J radio host Dom Alessio, who is from the Home and Hose show, who said, quote, an incredible talent from the middle of Australia. What's more impressive that it is just one guy. Off the back of that attention, he was chosen from over 900 entrants as the winner of the 2012 APRA Trop Score Competition, APRA being the Australian Performing Arts Association, and went on to perform his work in front of an audience of 90,000 people at the internationally renowned Short Film Festival Tropfest and the Domain in Sydney. He was also invited to attend the Triple J APRA Song Summit later that year, and he participated in a roundtable discussion. His songs feature an amalgamation of organic live instrumentation and electronic song software integration, all recorded in his home. Live, however, he showcases a range of performances from stripped-back acoustic shows to more evolved electronically aided performances. The debut EP Pinhole Camera is available very, very soon from the usual downloady prices in mid-June. So I've actually played that track, or a couple of tracks from it anyway, before it's even released. We then heard from Scott Spark with his track called Two Alarms. It's from Muscle Memory, which is due out in June of 2014. And of course, if you want further information about any of the bands, go to the show notes, ekfmaustralia.com, and you can find out more about the artist, possibly listen to some more music, some videos, and possibly even they may be playing somewhere near you. And just because they're Australian artists doesn't necessarily mean that they are only in Australia, as we'll find out. Scott Spark sings about strategies for outsmarting death, love, wanderlust at Christmas time, and life's variety of screw-ups while blinking the keys of anything that has them. As showcased on his debut album, Fail Like Humanity, his sound is a threesome between Harry Nilsson, Fiona Apple, and ELO. In 2010, he was unearthed by Triple J, there's Triple J again, and soon after released his debut album, Fail Like You Mean It. Tracks were spun on Triple J and community radio stations countrywide, and was also known and named as a single of the week. And the album also made it onto several best album of the year lists in Australia as well. He spent the remainder of that year playing more than 50 shows across metropolitan and regional Australia, including residencies in Melbourne and Brisbane, a special performance at the Gallery of Modern Art, and tours with ARIA Award winning artist Megan Washington and Tim Rogers. In 2011, he received the prestigious Grant McLennan Memorial Fellowship, enabling him to work on new material between Brisbane's summertime floods and New York's fall. And in 2012, he recorded his next album, Muscle Memory. And he has also worked on productions with Alanis Morissette, Wolf Mother, and the London Symphony Orchestra. Already, one of the unreleased tracks saw him win the inaugural Smokey Dawson Foundation Scholarship. The Muscle Memory is designed to be a gut-punching, emotional wallop of an album driven by old-world piano and strings set to the backdrop of living history, and available from the usual downloady prices mid-June. So you can check them out as well. That was Scott Spark with his song Two Alarms. We then heard from The Middle Names, who I caught up with last year at Big Sound in Bris Vegas. They're from Tasmania. They, of course, like most Tasmanian artists, face issues with limited touring, limited opportunities, and a stretch of water between them known as Bass Strait and the rest of the music industry. The Middle Names have proven that sometimes the artistic end trumps the logistical roadblocks. Their debut album, I Need Space, check it out on the usual downloady places. The track we heard was My Brother and I. They were going to spend a month in Queensland to work on the album in 2013, but the album I Need Space almost didn't happen. Days before they left for Queensland, the band were rehearsing at their vocalist's home, which is also his studio, where a fire sparked and spread. The band were safe. They retrieved all of their instruments, but the home and everything of bands inside it was lost. Not only did the recording of the debut album I Need Space mark a new phase in the Middle Names musical career, it also brought a closure to the chapter, with the fire creating a carpetic full stop between their reality as one of Tasmania's most respected acts and their future as one of Australia's. They've played at the Falls Festival, Marion Bay, Dark Mofo, Big Sound, and they've supported Ballpark Music, San Cisco, the Jungle Giants, Husky, and more. So check those guys out. It was a rather cool interview as well. Tom Lewis, played him a few weeks ago. He's from memory, also from Alice Springs. His new album is out from the usual downloady places. We've had a bit of an Indigenous theme going on this episode without even knowing it, as I proved with the next track, Get Back Into the Shadows by the Painted Ladies. In 1973, Indigenous singer-songwriter Vic Sims recorded the most important Australian album that you've never heard, The Loner, which was recorded or written, probably more to the point written when you hear where it was written in, from the confines of his cell in Bathurst Jail. In 2014, Brisbane-based Indigenous singer-songwriter Luke Peacock brought together some of the finest talents in Australian music to form the Painted Ladies to recreate the important songs of Vic Sims and bring a message just as poignant today as it was in 1973. Get Back Into the Shadows is the first taste of the forthcoming album, featuring the talents of Peacock, who is also a member of Brisbane band Halfway, who I think I've played before, and also the Medics. And so this particular track talks about Sims' observations of discrimination and living as an Aboriginal male in 1973. And so the Naked Ladies project has been born, and the album is out and will be available at the usual downloading places from early June. And so that is the Painted Ladies. We then heard Hours of the Swamp with the song called Shapeshifter. There's a sense of searching and mystery nestled in the music of Hours of the Swamp, the atmospheric indie folk project of Australian singer-songwriter Pete Erlenbruch. His forthcoming album Atlas was mixed rather enraging and features guest performances from a whole heap of people's names, and I'm not even going to try and pronounce it, 2 AM. The album is available from the usual downloading places as we speak, and it ignites a never-ending desire to better understand one's expanding environment. It offers a friendly and internal comfort for those carrying the weight of the world on their shoulders, especially for those in a search of a place to call home. Atlas acts as the soft voice of reason. Shapeshifter, which is a song we heard, is a rhythmic lullaby, is a soft and breathy sing-along. And check the show notes for more information about Hours of the Swamp. And the last track we've played, I'm pretty sure I've featured these guys recently as well, from courtesy of SGC Media, Backsliders. They are unleashing their lucky album number 13 in their 28-year history, called Dark Side. They were formed way back in 1986 by vocalist guitarist Dom Turner, and joined at the turn of the century by Rob Hurst on skins. He's the drummer guy, you know. Backsliders have been touring, playing and celebrating blues for more time than most other Australian acts. And so their albums are completed, and they've also just completed some shows up and down the East Coast. If you're really super quick, you might be able to catch them on the Gold Coast in Victoria, in Castlemaine, and in Melbourne. More links, of course, on the show notes at irkfmaustralia.com. Now, I don't know if I'm going to have any luck with this particular track that I am trying to play. Sometimes these things work, and sometimes they don't. Let's give it one more try, and if it doesn't work, we'll move on to our very last artist. And it works. This is Russell Morris with Break a Morant. I'll be back to wrap things up shortly.
Out in the west of the Transvaal, he finds himself serving in the British Empire.
Nazi boy and is so far from home. Break 'em a rat, man of stone. He was a poet and a lover, they say, the only man to ever ride Dawkins' grave. Volunteered to go and fight the boys, but he wound up answering to crimes of war. Won't fly under the African sun. Won't fly when dirty deeds are done. The orders came down from Kitchener himself to take no prisoners and offer no help. Nothing in writing to protect those above, 'cause shit runs downhill and it gives no love. It won't fly under the African sun. Won't fly when dirty deeds are done. Was a cold-blooded plan done? A hand was a lace with a taste and a face of evil desire. Or was it all fog guy and the wink of an eye? Were they footnotes, last posts, scapegoats of the empire? Has no beg your pardons. Born as a child in a ruthless garden. Colonial boys, they would take all the blame. But God bless Britannia, they would do in the same. Won't fly under the African sun. Won't fly when dirty deeds are done. Won't fly under the African sun. Won't fly.
Oh yeah, that indeed was the song called Break Morant by Russell Morris from his new album called Van Diemen's Land that picks up where the previous album, Shark Mouth, left off. This time, the album covers great Australian characters and stories such as Break Morant, the Eureka Stockade, and a lot more. Russell Morris has a lot of names making guest appearances on this particular album, including Joe Camilleri, Rick Springfield, Rob Hurst from Midnight Oil, Scott Owen from The Living End, Ross Hannaford from Daddy Cool, Vicar and Linda Bull, Phil Manning Chain, and also Joe Robinson. Russell Morris says, quote, Van Diemen's Land is an album that has been an amazing experience to make. With the success of Shark Mouth, it really let me off my leash, so to speak. It showed me that people want music that tells them a story and moves them. I spent over a year researching these great Australian stories. To me, these albums are about looking back at the characters that deserve to be remembered and then doing that in the best way that I know how through song. It's about leaving a legacy that in 50 years' time, someone can put these records on and learn something about the spirit of our great country in the same way we do when we read The Man from Snowy River. With over 18 months at the top of the ARIA Blues Chart, the Australian Record Industry Association Blues Chart, where it currently still resides, platinum sales and an ARIA Award, the album Shark Mouth was Russell's biggest album ever, re-establishing him as one of Australia's most important singer-songwriters. Best known previously for his 7-minute epic song, The Real Thing. It's not that song that goes, "This is the real thing. Na 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 na." It's not that song, is it? Could be. His success proves that great artists ate us, and in an industry besotted with celebrity scandal and fashion, sometimes it is just the music that matters. And yes, music is life here on IRC FM. It indeed it is.
Due to defective brakes, the next train does not stop at this platform. Intending passengers should board this train by running down the platform. Doors may not be opened.
And to kick things home on this episode, I'm going to finish with 3 songs in a row by the Love Junkies. They are from Perth, and around about this time, when the episode is coming out, the Love Junkies will actually be performing outside Australia for the first time in Singapore at a music conference, and they're about to embark on an Australian tour as well. We're going to feature two songs from their new EP called Flight Test, and then after that I'm going to feature my favourite Love Junkie song, Maybelline, to finish up. I'm finishing up right now. We're going to hear the Love Junkies in a moment, but first I'd like to thank you for listening. Also check out IRC FM International and also IRC FM Metal Monday if the music you like is a little bit harder. Don't forget, even though I am disappearing overseas for a month, IRC FM, all the shows will continue. On this episode, courtesy of SGC Media, thank you again to Sarah for filling my inbox with goodies. It's always appreciated. We've heard from the Griswolds, Cooking with Free Burners, Broadwing, Scott Spark, The Middle Names, Tom E. Lewis, The Painted Ladies, Hours of the Swamp, Backsliders, Russell Morris, and The Love Junkies. You'll hear great music from me next week, but to see us out here at the Love Junkies on IRC FM Australia, where Australian music is life.
forgive it, but it won't return. Yeah, it's easy once you've learned. Sometimes forgive it, but it won't return. Broken hearts, but it's not.
To a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
This podcast is a member of the Association of Music Podcasting.
Yeah. attack. No.
Oops, went off a bit early then. Dude, you dropped your stick. It's been a long day filled with interviews, walking between all the venues. There's a couple of ambulance officers right near me who might want to give me a lift back to the hotel. I'm not sure. I think they've got something a bit more serious to deal with than a tired podcaster having a bit of a sooky la-la because his feet are tired. Anywho, I'm Eric. Don't forget that Australian music is life.
Music is love.